I knew Jim Rose slightly. He was a friend of my ex-songwriting partner John Conlon, and I'd met him a couple of times at parties. Still, I was surprised to hear his voice on the other end of the line when I answered the phone. He told me he was calling in his new capacity as road manager for Miles Davis. "Miles is going on the road and needs someone to take care of his gear," said Jim. "I know you've got some experience in this kind of thing. What do you think?" "Just tell me what I need to do," I said. Inside, I was turning cartwheels. For the past few months, I'd barely been scratching out a living. This gig couldn't have come along at a more perfect time. "Pack a bag with some clothes in it," he said, "and meet me at my loft." He gave me an address in Chelsea. Jim Rose had come by his job as Miles Davis's road manager in classic rock and roll fashion, which is to say, through sheer, improbable chance. It seems he was sitting in a New York City bar one afternoon when the fellow on the bar stool next to him asked if he was looking for a job. The guy's name turned out to be Whitey Davis, and at that time he was Miles's road manager. How Miles Davis wound up with a road manager named Whitey, who was indeed white, is something I never learned. In any case, Jim took the job and went to work for Miles as a roadie. A short time later, Whitey took his own life, and Jim inherited the position of road manager. Now he was hiring me to take over his old duties. So it was that I found myself standing at the front door of Miles Davis's brownstone on West 77th Street in Manhattan, between West End Avenue and Riverside Drive. The outside of the house had been done in a pseudo-Moorish style, with Spanish roof tiles and exposed wood. In front of the building was a 4-foot-high brick wall. Jim had keys to the place, and he let us in. The interior was dimly lit, but I could see that it was designed much like the exterior,